Good morning, I'm Joanna Beard. Warrnambool City Council has backed the business case which would see upgrades to the Brierley Recreation Reserve and Wellbeing Hub at this week's meeting. Mayor Ben Blaine says the current facilities are not up to scratch for the reserve, which is seeing high visitation in line with local population growth in the city's north.
The Brierley Recreation Wellbeing Hub is the really critical part of the next step for Brierley. We've got some huts there. They're not fit for purpose. We know that. We need this facility, not just for the sports users to make sure that they've got, you know, clean, safe environments to be able to change and be able to play sport in, but also that community facility aspect around meeting rooms and making sure that we do have some community space in the north of Warrnambool.
Much-loved local mental health movement Let's Talk has been nominated for the 2026 Suicide Prevention Australia Awards. Sam College has the story.
The Let's Talk Foundation has received two nominations for the Communities in Action Award, whilst team member Kelly Marston was nominated in the Individual Outstanding Contribution category. The award ceremony will take place in Melbourne later this month, with recipients to be automatically eligible for the National Life Awards in Sydney later this year. Let's Talk was established in 2016 in response to a spate of youth suicides in southwest Victoria and continues on a mission to tackle the stigma around mental health. Sam College, Ace Radio.
Corangamite Shire Council is calling on property owners to clear long grass and overgrown vegetation to reduce local bushfire risks. Mayor Kate Makin says that while two rounds of inspections have already been completed, some landholders still have not met their fire safety obligations. Council is continuing its second round of slashing on local roads and in townships to help manage roadside fuel loads.
Sport.
Portland's South Coast Raceway will celebrate a milestone tomorrow. President Tim Parker says a big day is planned for their 20th anniversary.
Racing from 9, Phil Lamaturna in his top field drag, so we'll be on track at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Pro mod demonstration also on the day, and it should be a massive day.
And that's local news.